Yes! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the first episode of 2023 of the Side Project Podcast. Doing,
man.
Oh man, it is 2023. I hope everybody had a great holiday. If you celebrated Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, I don't know, whatever it is, Festivus, if you had a great Happy New Year, I wish you all a Happy New Year and I wish you all the best in to 2023 for the entirety of this year. And I think it's a great thing. Let's open it up with, you know, it's January, right? It's still a little cold in most parts of the world, most parts of the states for sure. Even in California, it's flooding right now in Northern California. That's rare. It's raining all over the place. It happens to be sunny right now. And of course it would be while I'm describing all of this, right? Happens to be sunny, but it is the colder season right now. I'm in a hoodie right now, the Project Lines hoodie. And we're all bundled up. We've got long sleeves on. We got hoodies on. Some people got jackets. It's snowing. It's blizzards. It's storms. It's all kinds of stuff. It's the perfect time to head on over to the Side Project merch store. That's right, shameless plug. Head on over to the Side Project merch store where you can get, if you didn't see it, I want to open up the new year by letting everybody know who doesn't know that we partnered with Champion. That's right, the actual official Champion to bring you the Champion Fleece jackets. I was going to say sweaters, but this is not a sweater, it's a jacket. And remember, in case you saw Chario talking about it, swishy, you guys hear that? ASMR is loving it right now. Swishy, swishy. It goes swishy, swishy. It's absolutely awesome for the cold season. The Project Park Champion jackets, partnered with Champion on that. Absolutely awesome. I love it. And that is in addition to the Project Park merch line, the full merch line with the mugs, the hats. There's one back here, but it's kind of cut off a little bit, I believe. But the hats, the hats, I go like this to the hats, and then those are the mugs. The hats, the mugs, the Champion jacket, the hoodies. We've got Project Park hoodies, the Project Park sweatpants, the shorts, tees, and all kinds of things, as well as all of the other beautiful, like the Run It Up and the absolutely awesome merch that is on the merch store right now. Go out and get it. So that way you can be rocking the Side Project merch and people will walk around and they'll go, oh my God, you look so sexy. And you'll get 100 sexy project points for rocking that project merch. But you know what? It's the year 2023 and we're stepping things up. And some of the prominent themes here on the show is being an escape from the everyday nonsense of the world, bringing in some positivity, some love, some laughter to let loose and have a good time. And whether that be discussing games, anything pertaining to film, the numerous and oftentimes painful eating challenges that I tend to partake in, episodes with guests, or the solo episodes that get absolutely chaotic, or the immense amount of cosplay content here on the show, one of the best communities in the world. And my first guest for 2023 has many things in common with what I have just mentioned right this moment. A staple for high quality and cosplay community, with his Instagram bringing beautiful video shots of cosplayers at conventions and phenomenal visual effects that look straight out of a movie. But it doesn't stop there. A YouTube channel that boasts fan film trailers, short films, and so much more, with a tagline stating, creating dope content with dope cosplayers and dope comic book artists. It's been a long time coming. We've got a lot in common, so let's fuse them together. Ladies and gentlemen, let's put our hands together and give a warm welcome to Delgado, but you probably know him as Geekvize. Yes.
Damn.
How you doing, man?
What an intro, man. I don't know, man. I feel amazing. Thank you, man. I feel honored
awesome
to be here.
Awesome,
it's amazing,
man.
Thank you for so much for having me.
Of course, man. Of course, man. It's been a long time coming, dude. We've been following each other for quite a while, man. And then and we actually met at LA Comic Con this last was that December? Beginning of December?
Yeah, December. Oh my God.
Yeah. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah, I mean, it's only like a month, but it just seems crazy. Like a month went by that fast. But we met there, and I don't know if I've ever really even quite talked about it in detail here on Side Project. I think I've mentioned it on when I went on other podcasts, but I did the entirety of LA Comic Con with a severe middle ear infection. I mean, horrible. Super red inside, they said, the doctor, because I ended up going to the ER, and super swollen. It was crazy. It was ringing and buzzing and like this TV static sound that lasted literally 24/7 for like 4 or 5 days straight. It was driving me insane. And I had to do the entirety of LA Comic Con like that. My team was like, dude, are you sure? Like, do you want to just go? And I was like, no, man, we got to do this, man. We got to do this. And I met you there at Mateo's booth, Mass Mateo, friend of the show. I met you there. And I've been, what was that?
The primo.
Yeah, exactly, right? And we met there briefly, and I was telling you off camera, and I want to say here, man, I just want to apologize because I felt like I was kind of a dick. I felt like I was rude, but not like purposely being that. I was just so out of it from the ear infection, and then I was prepping for the Sandlot interview, which was right next to Mateo's booth, coincidentally, and he introduced us, and I had been wanting to meet you and talk with you and work with you on something, you know, or getting you on the show. And we met briefly, and I was like doing my thing. And in my mind, I was like, I just need like a minute. I needed a minute from the ear infection. I needed a minute to prep for the Sandlot. And then I was like, and I'll circle back and I'll find him and I'll have like a solid conversation. And that didn't happen. Like after, we weren't able to meet up after. And I felt so bad ever since. And then I think I reached out to you on Instagram and I told you about it, right?
Oh, you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay, all right.
And I was like, oh man, don't worries, man. I mean, what I saw was, hey man, nice pleasure meeting you. I see you busy, you doing your thing. Keep doing your thing, man. I was just chilling with my tail, walking around with my girl. Matter of fact, that was kind of like one of the chillest cons that we did. I brought the camera because... Mm-hmm. Even though I tell myself, you know, I'm gonna relax at this con, I'm gonna enjoy it.
Yeah.
But I always feel like, man, that's a dope cosplay.
Exactly.
So it was actually a chill, more like walk around. Yeah. Got a few shots here and there.
That's cool as hell, man. I felt so bad though, dude. I wanted to circle back, but hey, you know, like you said off air, man, we're here now, right?
We're here now, man.
Yeah. So I got a lot of things I want to talk to you about, man. So you've been doing what you do for a decent amount of time now, all the ventures that you partake in. I know that your Instagram, at least what's currently posted, of course, the first post that you have there, I did some digging, man. I went all the way down. I went all the way deep. November of 2018, your first post on IG consists of a photo of a cosplayer at Gamer Comic Expo. But your YouTube, however, has a video that was posted in February of 2018, a beautiful compilation video at Comic-Con in West Palm Beach, I believe. Is that where it's at? Was it West Palm Beach? All right, I thought so. With the quality, the cinematics, the editing, I can't imagine that 2018 is just right when you picked up a camera and software and you put it all together and you were like, 2018, I just bought all this shit. Here we go. Like, there has to be some sort of story behind it, man. Like, how did you get your start? And like, when did you get your hands on everything camera work? Like, was it at a young age? Did movies, did films play a part in it? Like, what sparked your interest, man?
What sparked my interest was I always wanted to be a cartoonist.
Oh.
I used to draw when I was younger.
Nice.
Want to create my own. I wasn't a big fan of anime, so I don't want to say anime, but definitely cartoons. Of course, Dragon Ball Z, Esclafone.
Right. Yes.
Any Esclafone fans out there. So, you know, seeing that always, I used to draw my own characters. I used to envision. So funny enough, around like, I want to say maybe sophomore year, I was watching a movie called Brotherhood of the Wolves. Mm. It's an amazing movie. It's a French film. I was just seeing it like, oh, that was cool. He did that. And I would have done this. I would have done that. And I'm like, you know what? What if I do want to do that? Because coming from, you know, thinking about your own anime or cartoon movie, you see in the same way as a director. You're looking at the shot. You're looking at the composition. You're looking at the action. Same thing as film.
Right.
You know, versus having artists draw it or you draw it yourself, you have a team capturing and actors. And that kind of sparked on me. But like I said, I was pretty much sophomore. I think actually it was junior. Mm. And I wasn't really 100% sure if that's what I wanted to pursue. So it wasn't until like senior year that I did one class of I don't want to say film. It was more like TV production. It was the first time I got to mess with the TV VHS decks editing.
Nice.
I thought it was amazing. But that was the end of the senior year. I'm like, okay, what am I going to do with my life? Mm-hmm. You know, I come from an immigrant family, mm-hmm. first generation. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, we don't have the kind of money to go to school.
Right.
And I had already enlisted to go to the Marine Corps. Oh. So I'm like, am I going to see about what can I do to support myself going to school or fuck it, let's go to the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
So I said, fuck it, let's go to the Marine Corps. 4 years later, thinking about doing another four, that's when I looked at the pretty much setback of what I was doing before I went to the Marine Corps. I don't want to give this another chance.
Yeah.
And that's when I looked at the Art Institute of Fort Lauderdale. That was around 2009, which is no longer there,
yeah.
by the way. But yeah, I said, you know what? Let's do this. So I went, I did my time. I got out. I went to school. From there on, I met a really awesome group of people that still not only have great relationships as friends, but also business. You know, this is the people who are like, yeah, man, we have a commercial shoot, boom, boom, boom. So from there on, I have been pretty much in production. I want to say I graduated, what, 2014? So since 2014, I've been in productions. Right now, I work for a marketing agency.
Nice.
Pretty much doing full-time with them. But I'm looking to actually move, do different things this year, which is going to enable me to do more stuff with fan films, more nice. Actually my own characters. I feel like that conversation is going to come up later on and talk about more about the project.
Definitely. So like, when did you get your hands on, it was 2014, you got your hands on like the camera work and everything and really, really started getting further into it, like deeper into
it? So what, 2010, I started school, mm-hmm. started getting, you know, with the camera.
Right.
While in school, I was like, hey, I don't want to graduate and then look for a job.
Right.
I want to be able to be working while in school. So I started hitting up people. I started networking people. I got a good relationship with somebody who was working for Telemundo. So I actually did broadcasting. My first jobs were broadcasting TVs. And even though it's fun and like wedding videos, everybody starts with wedding videos.
Right.
And then from there on, it was more like, you know, I do like cinematography and editing.
Nice.
So I concentrate on cinematography and editing. And that has been majority of it, mm-hmm. but also producing and directing, you know, a lot of promotional content for companies, a variety of companies and clients.
That's pretty cool, dude. Did you ever dive into photography? I saw on your Instagram, sometimes you have some photos and everything. Are those actual photos or are they more like stills from your video work?
Oh, man, I think I have very few photos. Mm-hmm. Anything that looks, I want to say like a cosplay video, it's a still.
Yeah.
It was pretty much a still to promote like the video that's coming
thought
up.
So, yeah. So. Did you ever dabble in photography or anything or did you just stick with video?
I do. I mean, to me, it's more like an escape.
Right.
I don't do it as a business.
Gotcha.
Because to me, it's more like I can handle the ups and downs of clients, you know, changing their mind, their reviews, but that's the business of it, right? So with photography, I'm like, I don't want to handle that.
Right.
I just want to shoot.
Right. Yeah, I feel you. I feel I'm more of a videography guy myself, man. I've had friends that cosplay, family that cosplay before I even started this podcast. And I've always had such an appreciation for the hard work that goes into cosplaying. I've obviously loved many things that surround cosplay, such as Marvel, DC, the gaming characters, et cetera, everything in between. And so highlighting the cosplay community for me just seemed like a must do here on this show. I mean, being able to have them on, being able to talk with them in length. I was looking around and I never really saw anybody that did that, having them on for like an hour at a time and just talking and then having a cosplay of the week every week here on the show. And then I also love partaking in behind the scenes videos during cosplay photo shoots myself, showcasing a different aspect for people that they may not see themselves in another light. So like I said, we very much so have a lot in common, even the aspects of our convention coverage. So I relate to you on a lot of things and I've always wanted to have conversations with you about it. So that's kind of why for me in a sense, but why for you? Like how did it all develop into this love of showcasing cosplayers? You said, you know, from the military to wedding videography and things like that. Like when did it transition into cosplay?
So cosplay was, again, with the whole photography being an artistic escape, I needed something to do the same with video.
Yeah.
For me, it's always been, you know what? I want to create awesome, you know, short films. My relation, you know, this whole year, I've built awesome relationships, like I mentioned, with, you know, a variety of people, professionals in the field. So when it comes to short films, I can have the crew, I can acquire locations, I can do that, but the props, mm-hmm. you know? So that kind of ticked on me like, you know what? I've seen cosplays. Mm-hmm. They actually do really cool stuff. Maybe I could get to know them and if they're already in that character, I'm sure they would love to play that character.
Yeah.
So to me, every time I approach something, I'm like, okay, perspective. Everything has been done and everything will continue to be done. Nothing is new, nothing can be really invented, but the perspective can be done. So I think I dabble a little bit in going to cosplays, conventions. I didn't shoot anything. I was just trying to get the feel of it. I think I did that for like a year. Matter of fact, I even volunteered. I hit up once. It was Super Fan Con. It was before it got sold to Repop. And I was like, hey, listen, I want to start dabbling in social media. Can I do social media for you guys? And like, sure. So they actually gave me their Instagram info on my phone.
Nice.
And for that year, I was doing social media. And this is before, you know, GIFs on your phone.
I like how you said GIFs, by the way.
I was a GIF.
It's GIFs. It's technically GIFs. Yeah, that's funny. Keep going though. My bad.
It's all good. So I was trying to get that. So yeah, so, you know, that was pretty much was kind of like, I won't say I started that because around that time, I think it was 2015.
Oh, wow.
This is before I started doing my own thing.
Yeah.
So I remember one day I'm like, you know what? I know as a professional, lighting is key. Mm-hmm. You know, when it comes to a beautiful image, you know, the most important thing is lighting.
Yeah.
Second thing is lenses. And believe it or not, the body, the camera body.
Yeah.
Because you could take awesome footage and videos outside with your phone.
Right.
Because you have the number one thing, lighting. So that's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you see photographers with lighting. Yeah, because it's portable. Mm-hmm. You know, it's quick to hold.
Yep.
So I'm like, okay, I can't do that with But, you know, as a professional, we always put sandbags on stuff. Yeah. And I'm always watching, make sure people are not around it.
Yeah.
So to me, I can't leave a stand with a light by itself.
Right, right, right.
So I hit on my boy, Daniel, who you see him, you know, I tag him all the time.
Yeah.
We hang out and he's been pretty much a staple since the beginning.
Right.
The guy holding the light, because I needed a light stand that's pretty much moving around.
We all got a guy holding the light.
Yeah. To doing effects and, we, you know, creating awesome concepts together. So that was the YouTube video that you saw.
Right, right,
which was at West Palm Beach Comic Con. And from there on, we got a really good reaction because people haven't really seen that kind of perspective of making that cinematic look on the convention.
Right, right.
From there on, we got like a little bug and we got really good relationship with different cosplayers. And at that time was Delgado Creates, which pretty much was my LLC.
Yeah.
And it was in 2018 that I'm like, you know what? I don't want, because it takes a team. I don't want people to be like, oh man, the stuff that you do is awesome.
Right, right.
I wanted to kind of represent everybody else who's part of that team. Even though they may volunteer once, you know, help out or something, or be part of it for the one time.
Agreed.
At least it resonates that they were part of that team. It wasn't like Delgado.
Yeah.
So that's when I decided, I thought about it. I was like, man, what should I name it? I like television. I come from a time when analog was transitioning to digital.
That's so crazy, man. That's
so crazy. So it was cool, you know, growing up with the whole static.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, it resonates to us. And of course, the geeky glasses, but I'm like, let me take away the tape. That's so, you know, stereotypical. Let me add the static on it.
So cool.
You know? And I was like, you know, televised, geek-wise. You know what? I didn't fall in love with the name, to be honest, at the beginning.
Oh, really? I think it's a great name. It's a great name.
Oh, thank you, man.
Yeah. Especially seeing in where you ended up, you know what I mean? Like what you ended up doing and how it's very cosplay centric and like kind of, well, I mean, geek, it is geek centric and stuff. Like, I think it's a great logo. I think it's a great idea and everything. So that, all that kind of happened around 2018. Is that what it was?
Correct. 2018 was like, you know what? Fuck it. Let's do it.
Again, man, one of the things that I noticed that we both love is like that cinematic look, that cinematic feel, that cinematic tone to images, to shots, to footage. And it's something that you definitely do phenomenally, dude. I mean, I love it. Like, I'm being real. Like, it's an inspiration to someone like myself who also loves being behind the camera and everything, man. I just want to applaud you. Like, I admire your work. Like, it's very well done, dude. Very well done, man.
That means a lot.
Oh, yeah. Oh, man, definitely, dude. And so, like, what are you looking for when you're highlighting these cosplayers? Like, what are you aiming for? for? What's your goal? I mean, especially like you said, at conventions, you talked about lighting. So like, for example, if you're dealing with, you know, the bright lights of the conventions and then other areas are being dimmer, and then you've got the traffic of a crowd. You mentioned about your lights and sandbags, and I know that all too well. So like, you have a lot of room for unexpected error, if you will, when you're doing things at conventions. So like, what are you aiming for with cosplayers? What's your goal? And then how do you navigate that scene at conventions?
Oh, man, to be honest, anything that catches my attention, because it could be a range from homemade props to extravagant. Like, oh, man, this is freaking awesome. I know they spend a couple thousand dollars. You know, sometimes I'm a fan of, you know, stuff that is like cheap but looks good. Right. You know, one of my, and I recommend everybody to watch this. It's just a really short film. Mm-hmm. It's by name, this guy named Punisher, Punisher. And it's called Carbon Warfare. And it was a student film. Even the quality is not the best, but the fact that the weapons were cardboards.
Oh, really?
And the moments of the sound effects and them just going with it, and you know, the way he moved the camera, you always forget that it's cardboard.
Right,
and it's just a fun thing.
Because you're watching, it's getting you engulfed. Like, you're more engulfed in the way it's shot, the cinematics, or maybe even the story, to where you're not even really paying attention anymore that it's a cardboard. Yes.
Yeah, you forget. And I mean, you're reminded at the end when you see a cardboard tank. But even though it's just so much fun, and to me it was like, I like that. I like that seriousness, but in a maybe comedic way.
Yeah.
And I sometimes portray that, you know, I like to capture somebody whose cosplay is, you know, homemade, but in the cinematic look. Yeah. So brought like in a professional, serious tone, but in a not to be taken lightly, should I say.
Right. That's cool, man. So it's kind of like that same goal is to make them look the best they can look with whatever they have. And then also for yourself,
correct,
coming out with that awesome cinematic look, man, which, I mean, let's take it another step further, dude, which is something that you do, is taking it another step further with your film work, talking about cinematics and everything, man. I mean, you have a YouTube channel simply titled Geek Vise, where you have, of course, cosplay content, con coverage, you know, convention coverage, a couple of gaming centric videos as well, which we talk about gaming here all the time, and so much more, man. So many more things. But one of the things that I definitely want to focus on is those short films, dude. About 3 years ago, I believe it was, you posted this awesome Harley Quinn related short with the amazing Revved Harley, and that's Revved_Harley on Instagram, dude. She's awesome, and she's portraying Harley in this film, of course, and it sees her take a plan into action to escape Arkham Asylum, and it's produced in a very like comedic Harley way. It's beautifully done, dude, and it's just a quick fun project that DC fans would definitely appreciate if they haven't seen it. How did that come about, like doing that project? Like, what precisely was all of your involvement? Like, did you write it, operate the cam, edit it? What's the process? How did it all start, and what did you do?
It was kind of like the idea starts, not to start stepping away fully from the convention scene, but what we talked about came as the first goal.
Yeah.
Let's start taking the cosplayers into the cinematic world, not in the convention. So that was kind of like the first steps. I was like, you know what? I think that'll be fun with this. And that's Daniel. The one, the cop was Daniel.
Yeah.
And Rev Hardy is his girlfriend. So, you know, we're like, yo, let's do something fun. We did it actually in this room here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You can't even tell. I didn't even know.
Save a little behind the scenes, huh?
You can't even tell. I wouldn't have even known. Like, it looked so legit and real. You did it right there. The whole gel
right
cell.
Yeah, before the furniture was here.
That is so funny. That's so cool. You couldn't even tell. It looks like 100, like a set or something, dude. Good job.
You know, for the light hitting, you know, there's like a window, and it has like the crossbars. Yeah. You know, we cut out a cardboard and then shot up light through it, so it can, and that kind of fills the ambience too, to kind of keep it dim.
Beautifully done.
So we thought of it, and then I was like, you know what, let's do it. Let's have fun with it.
So you, and I know you did like a couple other short ones as well, and then worked your way up to like longer ones and everything, such as your short film Cheat Code, man. Did you have some of the same duties, if you will, the same involvements when it came to the Cheat Code film? I mean, let's talk about that, dude, as well. I mean, once again, featuring Revved Up Harley. It also features previous cosplay of the week, Liz Wonder, Eduardo Lagares, and so many more. Like, what is Cheat Code about, and how did that start?
That one there was strictly director role. Mm-hmm. Director, writer, and editor.
Oh, and
I
do, let me interject. I don't think we covered it because we started talking about other things. For the Harley one, you shot that yourself?
And yeah, that was shot, edited,
wrote it and everything too. All one stop shop. Okay. Yeah. And then what translated from that over to Cheat Code? You said you just.
So again, I have a really good network of friends, professionals who are in the field. So, when it comes to short films that I do want to put my passion into it and my profession into it, that's when I start hitting up, good friends like, hey, this is what I have in mind. Would you be interested? So, and that's exactly what happened with this. And actually with this one in particular was actually a contest by Film Riot. Okay. Whole idea was to do it in one place. So, but my DP, the director of photography, who shot it, he's the one who approached me about it. And I was like, okay, I'll see what I can come up with in a short setting. And also time, I think we had like 2 weeks, maybe three, to actually shoot it. And then we had to also do a behind-the-scenes video. Right? That's why there's a behind-the-scenes video for this one. I always wanted to dabble more into martial arts.
Right.
And I'm like, that's actually one of the things that I don't have as far in the circle. I have DPs, I have cinematographers, audio producers, but not martial artists. So luckily, Eduardo, he's really good. So this is my first time doing it. So we actually hired Xavier to help pretty much coordinate that stuff. And this is my first time dealing and directing any type of martial arts. So it was a really good experience. Because from there on, I really saw for myself, this needs more days to actually do the financing. Yeah.
It's very well done, dude. I'll read the synopsis here. Enter a world where anyone can be a superhero for the right price. A world where through crowdfunding, an extraordinary power can be gained. Follow one man's quest for revenge against an immortal enemy with the help of Cheat Code. Bishop is able to level the playing field, but will 2 minutes be enough time? And it's very well done, dude. It is very well done. So wait, I gotta ask you: is this? And forgive me if I just don't recall, but is this an original? Is this an original?
So yes, it is an original concept that I thought up with. So now that you reminded me, the whole idea was, I come from a country where there is violence. I come from Colombia, but it's also because of the violence. There's vigilantes or vigilantism, right? The idea of pretty much getting funded by the neighborhood to pretty much organize their own little sector to fight crime. So, in the modern age, I'm like, how different would it be where now you can crowdfund a militia, and you got to think about it. Okay, well, vigilantism is illegal. In this world, the government is so corrupted and they knew that they were corrupted. They say, okay, to pretty much appease the people, we're going to allow two companies to bid to be able to create a Kickstarter fund. And we won't fund it. There's not a tax-funded thing or anything like that. It's the people. So the people constantly have to fund these this militia. They were iffy about those who are in superpower, but that's when they started finding out that you can actually temporarily give somebody a superpower. Or if you do have it, you can enhance it. That's where Eduardo's power gets enhanced.
It's beautifully done. If you guys are interested in things like that, martial arts and stuff, it's really cool because you do all the cosplay stuff. So your Geek Vice is kind of known for the cosplay stuff, the geek stuff. I mean, it's in the name as well. And so you have other short films. You have the Harley one. You have the Nightwing one. You have another one which we'll talk about in just a moment. And then it's really cool. And you have other things up there as well, and little shorts and little skits that pertain to the cosplay community, that pertain to Marvel, DC, and superhero stuff, geek stuff, as well as these cosplay music videos that you do. I mean, your YouTube is filled with all kinds of stuff, and you can check all that out on Geek Vice. But it's really cool to throw original works in there as well, which leads me to asking you, what's your overarching goal when it comes to film work? Are you hoping to dive into longer projects, full feature films at some point? Are you hoping for more stuff in the geek world or more original projects? Just all of it. What do you want to do most?
More original projects.
More original.
With the whole idea of the feature is to create my own IPs. And the reason, one of the main reasons why is Tom McFarlane. His fault. That's his fault. Now, I watched a documentary called The Perfect Image or The Right Image. It's on Amazon. Check it out. Just the whole history of Image Comics, how it was created. Mm-hmm. And in those interviews, because he's really eminent about Start working for Marvel. Start working for DC. Create your own cast. Create your own stories.
Right.
Make your own money and own your own property.
Right.
He's big on that. So one of the interviews, like, you know what? Start fucking writing for these people.
Yeah.
Do your own shit. So every time I try to do a fan film, he pops in there, literally right here in the corner.
Nice.
Yeah. Cyberfallen. Stop doing it. So,
yeah.
You know, the whole idea is to, or should I say the approach this year is to release my own characters.
Nice,
some of them I'm looking to do in a comic form, in a comic book. So that is the
actual full-fledged comic book or like the film in a comic book style?
No, in a full-fledged comic.
Oh, wow. Crazy, man. Yeah. Awesome, dude. Hell yeah. Are you looking to do, like, when you say original, are you looking for more? I know you mentioned, like, characters and stuff like that. So it you're looking to do original IPs that live in the geek world? Or are you also looking to do just original, like, films in general? Like, it could be, like, a drama or a comedy or anything like that. Are you looking for both worlds? Or are you more so still kind of superhero-esque style?
Man, to be honest, both. I like to dabble. I mean, I enjoy a good movie that has no superpowers, just has a story-driven characters. You know, to me, that's awesome. That is so amazing storytelling. Yeah. But I do love the superheroes, even though sometimes they can be a little cheesy, a little too lazy writing, as they call it. Yeah, all of a sudden, he has his magic power or, you know.
But, especially these days, man, where superhero content is so adamant in pop culture. I mean, we all are guilty of it at times. I mean, we're just tearing things apart sometimes. Like, if it doesn't make sense, it's gotten to the point. I mean, I do it too. I mean, I have a podcast, so I talk about things in depth, you know? So I'm guilty of it too. But it's times where we pick apart the littlest things that just irk us, you know what I mean? And it's just that world that we live in right now because everything's so pop culture.
I'm trying to avoid any sort of contact with my eyes with this thing, but it's so bright and yellow.
Before we get into the cosplay of the week, man, I want to showcase this trailer that you have from one of your short films, man, to round this segment out here. I want to showcase Berserker. I found this so awesomely done, dude. It is absolutely amazing. But I want to let you set it up, dude. You know, explain to people that don't know what Berserker is, you know, where you got the idea from, how it all came together, who's in it. You know, it's out right now. The full-fledged thing is out now, but you got to go to his YouTube to get the full feature. But I want to showcase the trailer. But before we get into it, explain to people, like I said, who don't know what Berserker is, what it is, and why you decided to do what you did with it.
I mean, so Berserker, I guess, is my first official, because this is like full production.
Yeah.
I had DP and I had a small crew, and I directed and edited and wrote the screenplay. So it's, I guess, my first official, like, legit fan film. Berserker is an IP that's owned by Boom Studios and Keanu Reeves. Yeah. At the time before, when it was just teased about, matter of fact, not even teased about, because it was more within the big comic book community.
Yeah.
And it was a good friend of mine named Tim who at the time owned a comic book store. Well, he sold it, but he was the one who reached out to me. Hey, listen, you know, I still do online orders. I still have a good relationship with, you know, the creators and at Boom Studios. Would you like to, you know, do a short film? And I was like, man, I kind of like the idea.
Yeah.
It kind of sparked me, like, you know what? I think it'll be fun. Because believe it or not, Chico was that. I forgot to mention this, but one of the ideas about G-Code was I always wanted to do a film where two immortals just fight.
Yes.
Bow, bow, bow.
Yes.
Where they freaking break each other's jaw.
Right.
And nothing, they don't die.
Yeah.
So that was going to be the idea of it, because that's when, you know, Eduardo drank it. He became immortal. Mm. And because I didn't know nothing about fighting or anything like that, it didn't come out as bloody as I wanted to.
Right.
So when Berserker got presented to me, I was like, fuck, this is like G-Code. I was like, fuck it. Let's do what I wanted to do. Make it bloody.
Yes.
And make it immortal.
Yes.
And this is my first time dealing with actual prop blood rather than digital.
Yeah.
And it was quite an experience. So Berserker is about a guy who's immortal. And he's pretty much like, I don't want to say an agent, but he does work with the agents, and he's pretty much over bad guys. And he's like, imagine pretty much Wolverine.
Yeah.
You know, Wolverine without the
adamantium and stuff and the claws and everything. Yeah.
This is before we knew anything about it. We just knew that he was an immortal, and I didn't even know if he worked with an agent or not.
Yeah. Cause that's what I was going to say. You guys put this out Before the comic came out?
Yeah, before the comic book
came out. Yeah, interesting, man.
And so we had to, like, I had to watch a New York Comic Con presentation that day. Yeah. When it started releasing little things. And I remember Keanu talked about, like, oh, it's about quantum physics and stuff like that. I was like, okay, maybe that's why at the end they talked about, like, there's something, anomalies in the blood that we haven't seen yet.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, okay, maybe that kind of sets a precedent of whatever they're going to do with the, you know, quantum physics on the body. And I think we knew that he does work with the agency. So I was like, you know what? Let's have him get picked up by the agency.
Yeah.
You know, deliver his first mission, one of his first missions. And at that time, we didn't even know how old he was. So that's why it was kind of thrown that 500 plus years. But in reality, he's, I think, since the beginning of man,
right,
he's been living. Oh, shit. Spoiler alert. spoiler alert before that.
I know, right?
So, yeah. So it was cool to see, like, how many things we actually kind of got right. And some of the things, like, oh, man.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Different. Like, now we see some comments. Like, yo, he's actually, like, such and such old. It's like, yeah, I know. But we didn't know.
This came out before. Yeah. But yeah. It's absolutely, it's beautifully done. It's brutal in a great way. If you're a fan of stuff like that, you'll definitely be a fan of this. And, I mean, just kudos, man. This was a very well job done. Everything that you do is a very well job done. But this is like one of your longer projects, and I'm a fan of it, man. And I hope everybody tuning in becomes a fan. I wanna throw the trailer up for everybody to watch right now. And if you want to get the full thing, of course, head over to GeekVised on YouTube, and you can watch the full Berserker fan film, Origins of an Immortal Legend. But for now, let's go ahead and enjoy the Berserker trailer.
What can you tell me about La Sicaria?
Well, she's a bitch, if that helps you paint a picture. She's the one who helped Escobar and the Medellin cartel take over. After the cartel's fall, she went north, gave rise to the Mexican cartels, and now she's here. What she's doing here, we don't know. But wherever she goes, bad people rise to power. She is good with her submachine guns and knives. But you're immortal, so.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think you know what time it is. It's time to break up the monotony and let's get into this week's Cosplay of the Week. Yes, I love it. Ladies and gentlemen, the first cosplay of the week for the year of 2023. And this first cosplay of the week is none other than Caleb Weeks. And I'm throwing it up on the screen right about... I can't see anything now. Oh, my God. And that is Caleb, spelled exactly how it sounds. C-A-L-E-B-W-E-E-K-S. On Instagram, Caleb Weeks. And this is absolutely phenomenal, man. I think you guys know him, right? A staple in the cosplay community for sure. Always pumping out amazing cosplays. This is phenomenally done. It is his Daredevil cosplay, and it is the original Daredevil, the first Daredevil suit. I believe it's the first one. I think it's the very first one, I believe. Did he have another one in the comics before it came out? Either way, it's one of the very first ones. It is the yellow and red one, or the red and yellow one, depending on how you say it. This is beautifully done, dude. I love everything about this, from the helmet to, you know what I really like is the shoulders there. I like the shoulders. I like the fabric that you've got going there on the shoulders, that it's different from the arms and the chest and the legs and everything else. And then like that, let me try to zoom up here, actually. Forgive me. And then, yeah, it looks like you kind of, no, I think that's just the border of the shoulder plate there. I thought maybe you had like those like armbands on that for your muscles, you know, so that way you can get the blood pumping and you're like, oh yeah, I'm fucking Daredevil. And everybody's like even more scared because you've got amazing biceps that are bulging out everywhere. This is absolutely dope, dude. Like I said, from the helmet with the horns perfectly placed. I love it with the, I always like it when like masks, and I know we're going from DC to Marvel and Marvel to DC here, but also like Batman cowls and everything, when they have like the lines, like I'm trying to do it right now, like the anger lines and everything, you know, and they have all that, it just looks that much more menacing. And your Daredevil has that as well, the eyebrows with the red eyes popping out, and then of course your face, you've got the I feel like I said that weird. And of course your face. I mean, your face is very like,
it's a beautiful face, man.
Beautiful face. I mean, his face is like, it's animated. Like he's angry. He's in character. You know what I mean? So
it looks freaking amazing. Dude. And not because it's yellow.
I know, right? Because the Geek Vi's here, ladies and gentlemen. If this is just if you're just seeing this and you didn't watch the full episode on YouTube, we've got Delgado here from Geek Vi's, and his logo and everything, if you don't know, is yellow, so that's where that comes from. But definitely go watch the full episode if you want to get more on what Geek Vi's does. Absolutely phenomenal. But I love everything, dude. The gloves, the billy clubs and everything too, dude. I mean, the leg strap is perfectly done. The logo that's going on your chest and everything as well. And I do want to read... I want to read this caption. And while I read this caption, I do want to throw up a second photo that's a close-up, which is looking absolutely phenomenal. But let's read this caption. It's a little bit long, but forgive me. It's interesting. It's interesting for sure. To live without fear. One of the reasons Daredevil is my favorite Marvel hero is his ability to be the man without fear. I have always aspired to live my life the same way. Four broken arms later. Four. Dude, what are you doing? That you break your arms four times. What's happening, man? Four broken arms later, I would say I am a bit more cautious. But one thing I know, I will never let fear rule me. The fear of not being good enough, the fear of failing. It's up to you to choose what you put your faith in. You can either doom yourself or manifest greatness. I put my faith in Jesus, Caleb says. Because through him, I have nothing to fear. I know when I die, I'll get to be up in heaven with him. The greatest part about that gift is it's not just for me, but for anyone that believes and accepts him into their hearts. What I love most about Daredevil is his faith. And although it may not be the same as mine, it's his faith in God that helps him get through his hardest, darkest moments. Forgive me. I don't know who or where you are in life, but it's never too late to let go of fear and step into the faith. No matter what your walk of life is, God loves you and has a plan for you. So that's a great message if you're a person of faith. And even if you're not a person of faith, that's what this man is. And respect to him. Everybody's allowed to do whatever they like to do. This photo is by Starlord.Rules. The suit design is by him himself, dude. Suit design is by Caleb himself. Amazing job done, dude. The helm is by T. Jack Effects. The armor is by J. Curtis_ Jay Curtis, I am so sorry. I always forget how to pronounce this, man. Atelier, do you have any idea, Delgado? Do you have it? No, he doesn't know. You're muted, by the way. There you go. I don't know. I always forget Jay Curtis. I'm so sorry, man. You've been mentioned here numerous times as well. The logo is by Backstage_Cosplay, and the Billy Clubs are by Do You Even Cosplay with underscores in between each one. And then before we get out of here, I do want to throw a third photo up on the screen just to bring Marvel and DC together, showcase both aspects, and I'm throwing it up right about, give me the batarang, boom, right about now, and it's of his Robin, which is also phenomenally done, dude. You've got the batarang there. Are they called batarangs for Robin? Do you have any idea?
That's a good question.
I've never.
Can't be Robinangs.
Are they? I was gonna say, yeah, you took my joke. We think alike, man. We think alike. I was gonna say Robinwangs too, man. I've never realized that. I've never paid attention until this very moment right here when I was about to describe it, and I was like, are they still batarangs when it's not Batman? You know what I mean? I've always wondered that, dude. You got the staff going. You've got the eye mask perfectly done, dude. The gloves again with the like the fabric. I like the fabric of the shoulders, differentiating it from everything else. It's just so well done, dude. It's so well done. It's just perfect, man. And the suit is by Jay Curtis once again, who I can't pronounce the last name. And the field is by the field is by Luden_Cosplay. I've mentioned Luden a few times as well. Emblem by Bob and Colin, a previous cosplay of the week. And the photo is by Ethnoscape, Ethnoscape on Instagram. This is beautifully done, man. Do you have anything you want to say before we close out this segment?
I kind of started to know about him maybe last year, and that's pretty amazing. Pretty amazing stuff, yeah. Man.
Yeah.
Really
everything he does. He's got so many different cosplays from Robin to Daredevil. And so, I mean, just so we could be here all day. Listen, how many phenomenal cosplays he has, man. It's amazing.
It's
dude,
definitely
for
on the
sure.
List to hopefully shoot one day.
Yes.
Some content.
Yes. Day. That would be great, man. That would be great. You two guys coming together would be absolutely awesome. So everybody, please go. If you're not already, follow Caleb Week, CalebWeeks on Instagram, because Caleb, you're Daredevil and Robin, and everything that you do, cosplay of the week for me and Delgado of Geek Vi's is amazing. Oh, man. This week's episode is brought to you by Anime Fire, a celebration of anime culture, bringing to the anime community live-action anime, celebrity interviews, talk shows, game shows, convention coverage, and so much more. And if you want to stay further up to date, follow Anime Fire Official on Instagram right now, and make sure you're subscribed to the YouTube Anime Fire as well, where you'll see the likes of Colin K. Bass, myself, and so many more amazing people coming together to bring epic content for an epic community. And until then, enjoy this teaser. So, man, Delgado, Geekvised. Before we ran this round this episode out, man, I want to have a little fun with you, dude. I want to just run down a couple questions. I used to call this segment Shotgun Questions, and I used to do this thing like, oh, it's a Shotgun Questions, pow, pow, pow. But I realized that the term shotgun and then the movement, it's difficult on Instagram because, you know, Instagram, certain trigger keywords, they don't like guns, and you got to put like fake props. And if you say certain words, it gets flagged, believe it or not, for using the term shotgun and making the shotgun sounds and stuff. So like, now I don't know what to call this segment because it's kind of rapid fire, but I also tell people like it doesn't have to be rapid fire. If you want to elaborate on something, feel free. So I don't want to call it like rapid fire questions. So I'm trying to figure out what to call this segment. I can't think of a good name. So right now we're just going to call it random questions. I got some random questions for you, man. So if you had to, and once again, feel free to spend as much time as you want or as little time as you want. If you had to absolutely choose only one, would it be Marvel or DC, and why?
Damn.
If you absolutely had to, which are you going with more?
Man, I have to say Marvel. Mm-hmm. To keep, right? To keep?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to keep, yeah.
I have to say Marvel just because the variety of it, you know, it's Marvel hits, you know, sea, land, air, space.
Yeah.
I mean, DC does too, but as far as the cinematic universe, we haven't quite tapped there yet. So
yeah.
Just being able to sit back and enjoy so many stories is Marvel. So nice. That's nice. The only reason why, to be honest.
Nice. Yeah.
The variety is there.
Yeah. No, I got to tell you, I think I would pick Marvel too. I got to be honest with you. My first foray into like comics and everything, I talk about it all the time, so I won't spend time on it, but it was Marvel. My dad was a big comic book head when I was a kid, and he introduced me to the X-Men. It was my first like introduction that I remember, at least that I can recall. Was the X-Men, specifically Wolverine. My dad was a giant Wolverine fan, and he just got me into all of that stuff. So I think I'd pick Marvel too, probably. I got another one for you, sticking with the who do you choose scenario, okay? So you've got Batman, right? Okay, Batman. Yeah. You've got Keaton, Bale, Affleck, and Pattinson. Out of those four, you can only choose one, but here's the kicker. You can only choose one, and the rest cease to exist. They don't even exist anymore. So Keaton, Bale, Affleck, Pattinson, who do you choose? Who's the ultimate Batman for you?
Hey, man, what's up with all these high stakes?
I gotta make it interesting, right? Man. I gotta make it interesting. Gotta make it difficult and interesting.
Man, that's a tough one. I think I'd be the process elimination. What's the least, right?
Right, yeah.
And not the least to say I liked, it was just the least that I'm interested in,
right,
maybe,
yeah,
continuing.
It's all opinion moment. And it's all preference. So whatever you feel.
So I love Keaton, but continuing that universe,
not really Makes interesting sense. For me.
Okay, good. Hey, good process of elimination there, actually. Yeah. That's a good one.
I'm a fan of The Injustice.
Me too.
So with that being said, I noticed a lot of, parallels from Injustice and Zack Snyder.
Right.
So to me, I did enjoy.
Me too. Affleck.
The Zack Snyder universe.
Yeah.
But one of the things that I didn't like was that Batman now assembled a team as old Batman. So that means there's no stories before that.
Right.
There is no Wonder Woman before that. There is no. So nothing is before that. So, off topic.
Yeah.
I could see why reset it.
Yes.
Or at least maybe keep that in his own parallel universe and have something else.
Right.
So Batfleck out.
Okay. Okay. Interesting. Again, great process of elimination, though. Like, I didn't think about any of these things.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Like I said, perspective.
Right, yeah. So you're left with Bale and Pattinson. Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
You know, with Christian Bale, I mean, we kind of saw a good ending. I couldn't see him going more on a different route or maybe even an older Batman. Christian Bale out, I guess. Pattinson.
You know what's crazy is there's a lot of people picking Pattinson, dude. A lot more people than I expect. And then when I put these clips up on Instagram in the comments, there's a lot of people that pick Pattinson in the comments too. It's a crazy one. I don't really expect people to go with Pattinson. And every time they seem to go with Pattinson, man. In the film world, do you have top three actors that you would like to work with as a director? Yourself. So you're the director, top three actors that it could be from anything too. Anything. It doesn't have to be superhero stuff. It could just be anything. Actors that you always admire that you would love to work with.
It's a tough one. Oh, you know what? From the get-go, Ryan Gosling.
Nice.
I'm a big fan of Ryan Gosling. Nice. I don't know, just his ways in the professional field and in his personal life too.
Yeah, like how he carries himself.
I like people who don't call attention to themselves.
You're right, he doesn't.
You know, I mean, to each his own. Yeah. But that as a person, I'm like, yo, that's cool. McConaughey.
Nice. So Ryan Gosling, Matthew McConaughey. What's your third?
Man, I think it's stuck between Paul Rudd and Jason Bateman.
Nice, dude. Nice. Yeah. You're kind of covering a wide variety of genres too with those actors as well. I mean, I was thinking Jason Bateman in the comedy world, but then also if you've seen Ozarks, you know that he's also very good in a serious role as well, which is one of my, like, I love when more so comedic actors take up a different role and they do like a drama role or, you know, whatever. They're off.
Like Adam Sandler.
Yes. Like they're honestly, it's weird that the comedians are honestly usually really good at those serious roles coming from their comedic genres. It's absolutely awesome. That's cool. It's a great list, man.
Appreciate it.
You got some gaming content on your YouTube and everything. You're a gamer too, man. I see. I don't know how deep of a gamer you're into, but as a gamer, if you have, give me two video game worlds that you wouldn't mind living in yourself.
Okay. Dang. I mean, I love Fallout.
Nice.
But that's a shitty place
to live, but nice, dude.
Yeah. Get the suit. I guess if you have that advantage, if you're lucky to have that kind of technology with you, awesome.
That's a crazy choice.
Not, it's a okay, so Mass Effect.
Mass Effect, that's another crazy choice, dude.
Yeah. I would love to be on there.
That's crazy, pretty, man. Pretty dope. So Fallout and Mass Effect, are you picking Fallout or was that a maybe?
No, I have to say no to Fallout. Okay. It's a shitty world.
Okay, so Mass Effect, and you got one more?
Mass Effect and some other game I play a lot.
Could be anything too. Could be anything at all. Or you could scratch it and just say Mass Effect. Doesn't have to be two, but if you have to.
I mean, I guess Just Cause.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Definitely, man.
Just because you can do whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. That's a good one, dude. And lastly, man, just one for fun, dude. This is one I ask people all the time. If you could time travel to any time period, any era, where would you go and why? And you can have up to three different choices if you have more than one.
I guess back to the late 80s, early 90s.
Nice. Yes, that's a, you know, that's a good one, man.
Yeah, it's just seeing the movies again, I'll be awesome to be part of those productions.
Oh, man. Because,
you know, like, I was in San Diego not long ago, and also San Francisco, I think, in November. And seeing the, you know, the ups and downs of the roads reminds me of 48 Hours. All those movies we saw, Mrs. Doubtfire. Yes,
Mrs.
And, of course, we stopped by the Full House.
Yes.
So, to me, every time I go, like, to New York, I look at the bridges. Because the bridges is what the first opening shot of pretty much every movie that we grew up with. So I think that'll be the time for
That's
me.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely. You got any other ones, or are you sticking with that one?
Yeah, I think I'll stick with that one.
Okay, gotcha, man.
Because I know that one from experience.
Yeah. That's cool, man. That's awesome, brother. Man, it has been absolutely awesome chatting with you, dude. It has been so cool. It's been a long time coming. I've been wanting to do this for a while, man. We are going to get out of here, but I do want to give the floor to you to say whatever you want to say. If you got any thank yous, you want to shout anybody out, and also let people know, you know, what can they expect from you in 2023? You know, what's coming up this year for GeekVised?
First of all, man, big shout out to Daniel Skinner. He's been a big help since the beginning. He's still, you know, helping. Just I haven't been able to do much stuff yet. I mean, we have stuff that we shot, and I'm going to start editing them pretty soon because I want to just get that out there. You know, look out for not so many conventions.
Oh,
we're
going to
do now is we're going to pretty much hit up the local community, see what theme-based groups we have, and then hit up a full day of production, do like awesome skits, not necessarily short films in that pretty much that time in the moment, but just awesome skits with the local community rather than going or walking around at conventions. Just do it here at different locations. Just bring that live action with the cosplayers instead of the conventions. So definitely see that coming soon. And with that being said, with the no conventions, not officially yet, but I am going to start dwindling down on going to conventions because I want to sort of concentrate on creating more fan films, my own IPs, and, you know, just being with the local community, creating awesome content with them. Hell so yeah, stick around for that.
Definitely, man. Definitely. Ladies and gentlemen, Delgado from GeekVised. Let's give him a round of applause. Yes.
Appreciate it, man.
So glad to have you here, man. Everybody, please go follow GeekVised on everything, on Instagram, on YouTube. Check out that Berserker film. Trust me, it's absolutely awesome. And stay up to date with everything that Delgado is doing, dude. I appreciate you, man. Let's stay in touch. I'd love to work with you on something else in the future. Definitely, if I ever make my way to Florida, which I have some plans because I have some other people out there that I plan to do some things with. Please, if you're ever in California, hit me up as well. And hopefully we can get some stuff going. And then maybe we can even do an episode in person, whether it's California or Florida. You know what I mean? I would love that, man. I'd love that, dude.
Let's do that when I have everything already done and we can talk about the projects.
Yes,
that's done.
Like a follow-up.
What's coming up. Yeah.
Yes, definitely, man. Definitely, man. Once again, thank you for coming, dude. And everybody tuning in, thank you for watching, for liking, for commenting, for sharing, for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over on youtube.com/Side Project Podcast. And thank you for listening on Apple, on Google, on Spotify, and all the things that you listen on, as well as watching videos on Spotify, because videos are available on Spotify as well. And for following and for rating and for doing all of those beautiful things that you do over there as well, I thank you from the bottom of my heart. And if you're looking for me, you can find me at IG Hates Chazzy on Instagram, and everything else you need to find me at is on the screen right about now. It's not clickable, but it is clickable in the description. But you can see it, you can view it, you can like it, you can love it, you can be there for it. If you're looking for the podcast as a whole, you can find it on Instagram at Side Project Podcast. Remember, that's project with a K. I appreciate you guys. We love you guys. GeekVised loves you guys. Oh, year 2023. So much happening this year, and I can't wait to share it with all of you. We are out of here.